tell you kids again, there'll be trouble, so leave your sister alone. If you lot don't stop it back there, I'll let you out to walk home on your own.
I'll be dead yet, pull off the road. I'll be dead yet, I need to go. I'll be dead yet, it can't be far. I'm gonna keep on us and take myself their car. Mother's in the driver's seat, my brother's beside us with smelly feet. My mom is directing us where to go, where we will end up, no one will know. Are we there yet, pull off the road? Are we there yet, I need to go. Are we there yet, it can't be far.
It's 21 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
What a fantastic song, and what a great segue to my very good friend and colleague. I just got so much respect for Dr. Rob Lang, Chair of Ability Options, Chair of Urban City. In fact, he's Chair of everything, so I might as well just say everything. And today we want to talk about the importance in the role that he plays as producer and director of the Cumberland Gang Show, adjunct professor of the University of Western Sydney. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
So lovely to have you. Today I want to talk about The Gang Show, an incredible show. How long has that been taken place, the actual Gang Show period, and how many have you produced?
Well, we've been going for 50 years. In fact, we had our 50th anniversary back in 2019, and so this is our next production. And I've been producer-director for the last 42 of those years, so clearly I've been around a long time.
I just think that's an amazing thing. Well, I want to talk about why do you do that, because it's a volunteer position, something that you really bought into, and it clearly does a whole range of things for you as a person, and I know personally what that does, but I want our listeners to find out. But what is The Gang Show?
Well, it's really, it's two things. Firstly, it's a show. It's a musical variety show. We perform each year to around about 4,500 people at Riverside Theatre at Parramatta in the July school holidays. And, you know, it's an entertaining show. It's an extravaganza, a bit like the school spectacular, I suppose, but on a smaller scale. We've got 152 talented young kids who sing and dance and do comedy. And they ages range from sort of 7 years old up to their 30s, and the average age is about 14. So number one, it's a show, it's a performance, it's an entertaining family production that people just love to come along and watch. But secondly, and probably more importantly, we're a performing arts training organisation. You know, we teach young people how to sing, act, and dance, and in the process, they learn a whole bunch of other things as well. And we're put on by the Scout Association, the Scouts and Guides.
I find that amazing. And The Gang Show goes for about an hour and a half. And all the dates, I think it starts on the 2nd of July and goes through to the 10th of July. But we'll talk a little bit more about that, because it truly is an amazing experience. I was very fortunate to be at the 50th anniversary and to be at your birthday party in the context of Riverside. It was a most memorable afternoon. Rob... Darren, really,
I've got lots of questions you want to ask. I don't know if I met anyone else who's been as old as A Gang Show, or just about. congratulations, Robert, for your involvement over those many years. And we did hear a song to introduce the show. Can you tell us more about the songs that are performed at the Gang Show and how you try to build the inclusiveness of everyone who's performing on stage?
Absolutely. Look, the exciting thing about the show is it's largely locally written. You know, we write the songs and sketches ourselves. That song we just heard, which is called Are We There Yet, was written by one of the local gang members. And it's a comedy song sung by the junior cast, which is 7 years to sort of 14 years old. And it's about going on a road trip and asking the parents that age-old question, are we there yet? And so on stage, there's a set with 42 kids in five car sets with a handful of senior cast acting as parents. And a lot of fun things happen. Road workers come across with pedestrians walk their dogs on leads, and there's a big video screen at the back with funny road signs and so on. But most important is the kids absolutely love singing it. It's really one of those catchy tunes you can't get out of your head. So you're all infected now.
We are all infected. And I was thinking maybe you can also tell us about other songs as well, because we've got one more to play, and that might be a good segue to our break, and then we can talk all about more about the gang show.
Sure. And look, to answer your other question about inclusiveness, you know, we take kids from all over Sydney, of all backgrounds. A big proportion of them come from Western Sydney. And some of them are really talented. They come with talent. You know, they're kids who really know how to sing and act and dance. And others come along with absolutely nothing. This year, about half the cast have never been on stage before. But by the time they get up onto that stage on opening night, they'll be professionals, and you'll be amazed at what they put on. The show is, as Jim said, 90 minutes long. The other song we're about to hear is called G'day Sydney. It's a beautiful tribute to Australia. It's a three-part harmony counter-melody song about living in Sydney. It has quite a gorgeous overlay of Waltzing Matilda in the third chorus. And on stage, it's all about doing a tour of Sydney for a tourist, with some great comedy and also some really Aussie songs. So it's quite a fun number.
A great introduction. Thank you, Robert. And here it is on Spotlight on Alive 90.5.
Sunrise, what a surprise. Another morning, another day. Waking to the beat of the rhythm of the street. Tapping out a message in the same old way. Now I feel I'm alive, better than I felt before. I didn't want to be my old self anymore. The rhythm of the street beat out, today is the day.
It's 11 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Dr. Rob Lang, great friend, great community leader, and a great professional. currently the producer, or has been actually for 42 years, the producer and director of Cumberland Gang Show, telling us about what's going to be happening between the 2nd of July and the 10th of July. You can get all that on the website, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Rob, during your time, you would have seen and witnessed many interesting stories. What are some of the funny things that haven't really gone to plan? Can you think of anything that, without, you know, saying too much, but that's happened during that time, either in rehearsals or in play?
Absolutely, Jim, and this is theatre. You know, funny things happen every performance. Something's quite unexpected. And, in fact, one comes to mind when the Governor-General came to see our show along with his wife, and just before the show, we actually had a problem with our microphones. Now, normally we have about 40 or 50 mics on specific cast members that switch on and off as the show progresses, because not everybody's on stage at the one time. And so the queuing system to turn those mics on at exactly the right moment and turn them off at exactly the right moment is really quite complicated, and it takes a lot of coordination to get it right. Well, that night, just before the show was about to open, the mic suddenly reset, and all the mics were on at once. We could hear kids in the dressing room. We could hear kids on side stage, and all in this great cacophony of sound. So very quickly, we got an announcement made saying, look, the show will commence in a few moments, and chaos ensued backstage while we tried to figure out what happened. But unfortunately, even though we figured out the problem, we couldn't fix it until the end of the show. So the word went out that everybody in every department backstage had to be absolutely silent for the entire show, just in case the microphone near them was turned on. And so the discipline was incredible. We got through the whole show. Nobody knew we had the glitch. The Governor-General and his wife thought it was fabulous, and luck was with us that night.
That's absolutely amazing. Rob, during that time, can you think of a moment when it's broken your heart with celebration, either an experience or someone that was really very concerned about initially going on stage and at the end of it just absolutely smashed it? Can you think of, you know, the self-fulfillment not only to you but to that person?
Oh, look, 100 stories, Jim. The one of the things that happens when you spend 4 months with young kids teaching them how to sing, act and dance, in the process they actually learn something else. They learn self-confidence. They learn, you know, not only how to get up on stage or in front of 700 people and put on a show they can be proud of, but they can learn that they actually can achieve anything they set their minds to. That they can realise that it takes, with a bit of hard work and determination, if you believe in yourself, you can do things you never thought you could do. Now that is just life-changing. I can't tell you the number of letters that I get from parents saying, you know, what a wonderful thing that, you know, the show has done for little Johnny. Because those techniques about how to succeed, if you can do it at Gang Show, you can do it in anything in life. And it's a wonderful life lesson. Over the last 51 years, we've taught 6,000 young people how to perform on stage and to taught them that same self-confidence. And that's 6,000 wonderful stories.
Rob, that is a beautiful takeout for listeners hearing you in your role as the producer and the director, to know that those very deep-rooted values of helping self-confidence. Yes, the Gang Show operates at one level, but what you also do is outstanding. And on behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight, we want to say personally to you today, thank you for having the foresight to ensure, in the midst of all your other people, that you carry those values forward. So thanks.
And look, can I say, look, watching young people grow in self-confidence and giving talent a chance to shine, there's nothing more worthwhile than that. It keeps you young.
I'm really pleased that you've been able to share that with us today, because that is really important. So how do people get tickets, and where can they get those tickets, because we're just about run out of time, for this wonderful Gang Show on the 2nd of July to the 10th of July?
Yes, well, COVID permitting, and announcements yes. by the Premier at 11 o'clock for the next week are always challenging. But at this stage, we're still good for opening on the 2nd of July, Riverside Theatre. If you go to the website at riversideparramatta.com.au, tickets are very family-friendly. They start at $21 for kids, the same price as the cinema. And yet you'll get a fabulous live show with a 20-piece live orchestra and 152 kids for that price. Look for the Cumberland Gang Show 2021. The show's called Rise Up. And for our visually impaired patrons, there's an audio describe show on Wednesday the 7th. And for our hearing impaired patrons, there's a Auslan sign language show on Saturday the 10th. As you mentioned earlier, it's just 1 hour, 30 minutes, no interval, great length for all ages. It'll keep the kids occupied in the school holidays. I'm sure you'll love it.
Rob, can I just thank you so much for sharing your time today. I know how busy you are, and to have you tell our listeners about the wonderful Gang Show has been absolutely a wonderful experience. Darren and I are really grateful for sharing your time on Spotlight on 90.5 FM today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim and Darren. Well done to you.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Alive 90.5.